inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. On today's show, we're getting crashed by DIY Network's bass crasher extraordinaire, Matt Minster. We'll be asking Matt about his crash-friendly techniques and his designer tips for achieving affordable, eye-popping bathroom makeovers. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and get ready to enjoy what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on my Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And welcome to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark. And, you know, my handsome husband, Mark.
Hey, thanks very much. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll. You do the handsome job.
Yeah, you need somebody to look good, say cover model, say calendar boy.
Well, you have been a cover model in a few magazines. Professional Deck Builder, Extreme How-To magazine.
Yeah, I'm trying to take it more mainstream, though. I'm thinking board shorts.
Well, and you've been on the cover of a deck building book, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Stream How-To magazine.
Didn't someone call us once and want to put your picture on a box of nails?
Yeah. I don't know how
it
happened.
You know, you're a handsome fella.
Hey, thanks, sweetie.
Well, and I do want to give
Hold on. I got to do some push-ups.
A gentle shout-out to my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Who is in the hospital right now.
Yes.
Not feeling so well.
Meme.
And we're thinking of you.
We are thinking of you. We're worried about you, but we know everything's going to be fine, so.
Well, and I kind of am reminded that we took our son to the hospital this week, too.
He had the croups.
Yeah, and our son is actually named after his grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some universal parallel mojo happening there.
Yeah, I think so.
Jack's fine, Meme, by the way.
He is fine, but we did have to go to the emergency room to get him a steroid shot, which I think he had a little bit of an adverse reaction to, because the next day he was stomping around the house, throwing all of his toys, yelling at everything like he was like the Hulk unleashed.
Yeah, if he's going to be a superhero, I believe he will be Fury Man.
Yeah, he's got some good fury, but he's usually a very gentle, nice, sweet boy.
Bitten by a radioactive rabbit, Jack turns into Fury Man when infuriated by losers.
Infuriated by losers? What losers?
I don't know, making up a superhero on the spot.
He was just mad at his toys, honey. Well, I wanted to share something with you that I read on the Twitter.
The Twitter.
We
were old. We look at TV.
We do. We look at TV.
What else do we do?
We get on the line or something. What do you call it?
On the intercom.
The intercom.
Not the internet.
Yeah, the intercom. No, we actually follow Sesame Street on Twitter. And we do because we talked to the executive producer of Sesame Street last year, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Now it's in their 41st year of Sesame Street. But I digress. Now, I read this on the Twitter. Now, this is Bert saying this. He says, heat expands and cold contracts. Must be why the days in summer are longer and the days in winter are shorter. And I think Bert's a very smart man.
Without a doubt, that guy's working Einsteinian.
He is. He's kind of Einsteinian, I'd have to say, too. But I'm excited to talk to our special guest today.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Me too. Matt, probably the most mispronounced name in home improvement, Minster.
Yes, and you can find him at Matt, MUENSTER.com if you want to find out more about him. If you haven't already watched any of his shows on bathroom remodeling.
It's barely possible to turn on DIY Network without seeing him.
Well, he's on a show, Bathtastic, which now he's on a show.
Bath Crashers.
Yes, a part of the whole like Crashers themed shows on the DIY Network. Everyone's getting crashed these days. And I'm kind of curious about, like, how we can get crashed.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's one of my top questions to ask him.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
I would love to get crashed. And we do have a bathroom that needs to get crashed, too.
Without a doubt, we do.
Well, and if you're working on home improvement projects, we've got a really cool giveaway that you can sign up for at myfixituplife.com, clicking on free stuff, a cool custom Dremel tool pack.
Yes, three pack.
Yes.
Given to My Fix It Up Life by Dremel. It includes the Dremel Trio, which enables you to cut, sand, and route with the same tool. It has the 8200 rotary tool. This is the classic corded rotary tool. We gave one of these away
last spring.
Last spring, and people were freaking out. They love this so much.
Love their Dremel. And it also includes the cordless Multimax oscillating tool, which is a very cool. And, you know, we gave away our last prize, the rigid 10-inch table saw.
Yes.
And our winner for that, Jill, is out of her mind. She wrote to us and said that, you know, it was that her husband said it was going to be the best Christmas present ever. And I'm so excited for them because she's a stay-at-home mom. And she says that, you know, she always has to get Christmas presents and knows that her husband actually pays for them with the money he makes at his job. So this is a really cool thing for her to be able to give him something that he doesn't have to work for.
Well, Jill, we're going to put you on the spot. We want to see some projects that get done, even if he's ripping 2x4s.
That sounds good.
That's cool. Why don't we take a break?
I would love to take a break with you, darling, and we'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. My Fix It Up Life, and you know, we're in Mark's favorite segment, Fix It Up Finds, where we sleuth around the universe and uncover, reveal what is cool in home improvement. I just like saying it.
You like saying it because it torques me off.
It does torque you off.
We don't sleuth anywhere.
I sleuth. I spend a lot of time sleuthing.
Sherlock Holmes doesn't sleuth.
It's kind of an ethnic version of yoga.
Okay. I don't know what ethnicity it is.
You have to get really stretchy. You have to get really stretchy to sleuth.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you go first and give us your rundown of the week?
Oh, that's very awesome of you to suggest that I should go first. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is a giveaway that DIY Network is doing, their Cool Tools giveaway. And you can enter to win $25,000 in cash money, and you could also win prizes from Stanley Tools, too.
That sounds great.
You go to DIYnetwork.com and search for their Cool Tools giveaway.
And the thing is, if you win the 25 G's,
yes,
you can buy tools.
Well, you can buy tools, or you could buy something else, too, like
Cubifors. Okay.
Yeah, or something else that you need for your house that you're working on.
What else you got for us?
Well, I do want to also talk about Pantone. They announced the color of 2011, darling.
I've been waiting for this. Why don't you wake me up after we get this revealed?
Oh, dear. No, you will wake up because the new color is honeysuckle, which is a vibrant, energetic hue. You know, do you know what a honeysuckle color is?
No.
No? You want to guess?
No.
It's kind of like a pinky color.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think JT and I are actually
not
both
your actual pinky, but like a pink hue.
We're literally dozing off.
Well, you know, you shouldn't doze off because this is something that a lot of designers are spending a lot of time talking about. And, you know, the color for 2010 was turquoise.
Oh, my God, there's more of this.
And if you look at my bag sitting next to you, what color is that, darling?
Sure. Why don't we just go? I don't know what color it is.
I guess
it's turquoise because now we're getting your color resume.
Exactly, darling.
And why you're on top of the game.
But it's pretty exciting to see the color of the year because it really does show up in fashion and everywhere else.
There's a scene in a movie that I am proud to admit that I have not seen all of, The Devil Wears Prada. But she gives, what is it, Glenn Close?
Yes.
Gives a virulent soliloquy in that movie about why the girl, the main character of the movie, is wearing a blue sweater. And it's absolutely fascinating. I love that kind of source code stuff.
It is true, though. I mean, designers pick the color, and then the color shows up on the runways in Paris or New York, and then it filters down.
It gets knocked off and knocked off and knocked off.
And then eventually we'll be wearing it.
Yeah. You go to get that $2 sweater at TJ Maxx, and it's because of the first part of that cycle. That fascinated me. Rest of the movie,
Actually, I think my scarf that I'm wearing might be a honeysuckle color, too.
So my fix-it-up find, get to do this anymore.
Yes, you do. What's your fix-it-up find, darling? I want to know what you sleuthed out.
Well, one, I sleuthed out with you. You were just on the other side of the room when I saw, what are they called? I'm blanking. Snack Taxi.
Okay.
I'm blanking. It's literally right in front of me.
But I don't understand. What does me having to do across the room have to do with the snack taxi?
I was sleuthing while you were just right next to me. You didn't even know.
Oh, the snack taxi. Did we get some snacks, some treats?
What we're going to have to do is say what the snack taxi is. That's really the next part of this progression if we're going to want anyone to understand us.
Is it like the cab
so
that
picks
you up and you win money from answering his question?
Cash cab.
Yeah, the snack taxi.
Snack taxi is a reusable snack bag for sandwiches and stuff you give your kids or take to lunch at work. It's machine and hand washable. The inside of it is polyurethane coated nylon, which, hello, has no lead in it.
Can you throw it in the dishwasher?
I'm going to say yes, but I don't really know the answer.
And where can you find out more about Snack Taxi?
Really? Are you interviewing me like I'm not going to get to that?
I just want to know.
I realize that. I'm actually going to do this part. I don't need you to cue me through it.
Okay.
It's made in the USA. It's called snacktaxi.com, and it's made in Massachusetts.
Oh, your home state.
My home state, and it's like a total local thing. But it's cool. You can get them online. So there you have it.
Very cool. And, I want to throw out a little factoid that I read this week that kind of helps with the whole green thing and reusing your snack taxi bags. Did you know that in 1865, an estimated 10,000 hogs roamed New York City eating garbage?
I didn't know the number, but I knew that.
Yeah. And now one of every six U.S. trucks One of every six U.S. trucks.
Wow.
Is a garbage truck.
So if you want to know more about garbage and why that's important, read I Gotta Think of It. Helen Rogers, I think, is the author of The Secret Life of Garbage.
Okay.
Utterly and completely fascinating. A gripping read.
I think I got that book for you. Mark is fascinated by garbage.
Yeah, because one in six truck vehicles on the road is a garbage truck. Hello?
Can you just, your brain just, my brain explodes from that.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
It is.
Well, here's one that's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, it is. They call them skins for your iPhone, iPad, or MacBook, and what that means is it's essentially a veneer, or I guess a sticker.
Yeah, so you can customize the look of your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
But these are wood, and you can have them custom laser etched. You can get them in cedar, bamboo, pine, walnut, cherry, and sapele wood, and the company that makes it is called Carve It,
probably.
I'm not sure what they want it to be, but it's KARVT.com.
That's very cool.
They're cool, and they stick with a 3M adhesive. So you can stick them, they'll stay, yet they peel off.
Very, very cool. Maybe we'll get that for your new phone when we purchase you a new one.
After we take a break, which is happening now on My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
My Fix It Up Life, and I'm excited because we're talking about bathrooms today.
We are talking about bathrooms, and pound for pound, the hardest job in a remodeling project
is the bathroom, not the kitchen.
Yeah, if you can.
What about doing a perimeter drain in your basement?
You can go out to eat. Can't go out to shower, especially if it's the only bathroom in your house.
If it's the only bathroom in your house, yes, to be sure.
And the kitchen's not in the middle of everything like most bathrooms are. You can't not go by it. You know, use the front door instead of the back door or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you're staring at me.
No.
Short of a little bit.
I'm admiring you. And a bathroom is very difficult. We remodeled a small bathroom a few years ago.
Yes, we did.
We did, and we tried to do video and photos and stuff while we were doing the small bathroom. And by small,
6x9.
That's a small, full bathroom.
Full bath.
Yeah.
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 So we did.
And I was, 8 months pregnant, too?
I took a picture of you taking a picture of me. You were laying down in the tub.
I was. It was really difficult to get my big old pregnant belly tummy in there and try to do anything. It was tough.
Brutal. It was brutal.
But, you know, you just did some videos for The Old House Web.
Yes,
about
I did.
How to remodel, a small bathroom, what to look for.
Well, we did. We did. I was on camera, yes, but
you were the on-camera talent.
In compiling the information, because we did some roofing ones as well, getting it all together, we work as a team, and that is really important. I'd rather not talk about the videos. I'd rather talk about that. that you get credit where credit is due.
Thank you, darling. But I want to share some tips about remodeling a bathroom with our listeners.
I want to talk about our office life.
I don't really, you know, talking about working on a computer is probably not that exciting.
Then I checked another email.
But, you know, if you're working inside a small bathroom, it is one of the most challenging things because there isn't room to move and you have a lot of large fixtures to deal with.
Right. And, it, you know, if it's a big project like a gut rehab like we did, you're dealing with everything. You're dealing with 2x10s. You're dealing with shoe molding. And you can't move.
No, it's very difficult. And, you know, one of the things that we try to look into, too, is the size of all of the different fixtures. Because you can try to get some space out of the bathroom if you use a shorter tub than a traditional length tub.
Right.
If you use a streamlined, smaller toilet,
you
use a smaller sink, and you take advantage of this of the walls, too, for shelves and storage and stuff like that, and look up to all the air up there to try to find little cubbies and nooks and crannies to put all your stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, and in old houses, you know, you never can tell what you're going to find when you open them up.
Oh, yeah, open up the walls.
Yeah.
If you're totally demoing the bathroom.
So one thing I would say, if somebody said to me, Mark, what are your top five bathroom advice things? I would say, first, it's a bigger job than you think. Even if you're just replacing, like, your vanity cabinet and fixtures that are in there. Just be ready. Not saying it will be, but so many times you pull a cabinet off and you find that a pipe's been leaking back there. You have no idea. Next thing you know, all the wheels are off the wagon and you weren't ready.
Yeah.
So better to say, oh, the wall's fine, and just screw the cabinet back on.
Well, especially when you're thinking about budget and you're looking around, you're shopping at the local home improvement store and you're like, oh, we could afford to have the fanciest sink or the fanciest jetted tub or this tile. Don't max out your budget on all of the pretty stuff, because if you are going to demo your bathroom or demo any room in your house, you don't know what you're going to uncover, and you could be hit with a couple $1,000s of trying to remediate mold or any other stuff that's hidden behind underneath your walls.
Yeah. The key to a bathroom, more so than any other room in the house, is preparation. Because effectively, you're doing wiring, you're doing framing, you're doing trim, you're setting fixtures, you're installing surfaces. That's essentially building a house. The only thing you're not doing on there is putting rafters in.
You could be.
I mean, you've got a roof penetration. If you have to reinstall the vent fan, please do not vent
into your attic.
Fan into an attic.
Yes, please don't do that.
That's just a mold factory.
Yeah, your house won't like you very much if you do that.
Exactly.
You don't want to vent anything into your attic.
You know, another thing that I always try to do on our projects and would recommend that other people think about?
Give me a smooch.
Yeah, that's it. Is to commandeer an adjacent room. Now, typically it's going to be a bedroom. Commandeer that room so you can put all your stuff in there.
Your tool set up?
Your tools, things that shouldn't live outside, like, say, a wood cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get wood bath furniture, okay, you can store it in the garage, but I wouldn't. If you have a choice, bring it inside where it's climate
controlled. And it just makes it convenient, too, so you're not going up and down the stairs or in and out of the house, too, lugging things, because you'll spend a lot of time walking around.
So
it's good exercise, though.
Yes.
It definitely is good exercise.
And there's plenty of it. You don't need to go looking for more by being disorganized.
Yeah.
So try to commandeer your bedroom. Lay drop cloths out in the bedroom, cloth ones, not like sheets of plastic and stuff. Because when you open up the boxes, there's going to be pieces and small parts and returns. Handles. Pulls. And there's a peek into my mind.
Here's something, too, is that if you are unpacking fixtures in large boxes, those boxes are great to use as a drop cloth, too.
Yeah, like tape them to the stair treads, for example.
Yes.
That is a great way to protect the floor.
And a good way of reusing that cardboard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hallways are another one. The drop cloths are famously bunched up, kicked over, such that they're useless if you fold them over to fit a hallway or a nook or something. Tape down a piece of cardboard instead.
Well, you know, I want to jump off of bathrooms for just a second, and I want to jump into the bedroom.
Bring it.
Okay. Well, Lexi, our 9-year-old, wrote a little blog this past week or recently about a fantasy bedroom for girls. I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Oh, yeah. This is super cute.
Okay. She wrote a blog, and it's on myfixituplife.com, and if you click on Lexi, you can check it out. She lists three things that every parent should put in a girl's room. And the first thing is a superstar closet, because you have to have lots of room to try on all of your clothes. And you need to have Tiger Beat ready, because you need to be able to catch up on all the hot clothes and gossip in the magazine while you're trying to figure out what you want to wear. And she tries to do this, too, with her outfits, is try to dress like whatever she's seen in the magazine. It's very cute. She also says that you need to have the best chair in the world that can spin and give you a back massage, and I'm all for that.
Who isn't for
mm-hmm.
that?
And an awesome bed that has curtains and feather pillows and a light and shelves so you don't have to get up out of bed to put your stuff away. So,
sweet.
Good advice from Lexi. You got to think about how you're going to use a space in the bedroom, in the bathroom, or whatever else you're remodeling.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, and she thinks about this stuff.
Best chair in the world.
Best chair in the world. I think it's pretty cool. Well, you know, I also had some cool, you know, reuse kinds of things, too, that I read about this week at DIY Life on AOL.
Yes.
You know, there is a new book out, Home from the Hardware Store, Transform Everyday Materials into Fabulous Home Furnishings. And I want to check this book out because these couple, I don't know if they're a couple exactly, but two people, okay.
Yeah, they're a couple of people.
I don't want to insinuate anything there, but they use things from the hardware store to make all kinds of neat things. They use drain covers and plumbing parts and brass nails and everything to make lamps and
furnishings.
What's candelabras and all kinds
of,
like...
Oh, yeah, candelabras. Last time I was making one with my framing nailer, rotary hammer.
Really? But I think, you know, it has a nice, creative, industrial look about it. And it's really just so creative. I want to invite them on our show sometime in the new year.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. And then thinking, too, about, like wrapping birthday presents or other kinds of presents, too. I was thinking about this, too, reusing stuff and making, you know, crafty things. And Lexi made her wrapping paper for the holiday gifts this year.
Yes.
She did. But also, you know, one of the first gifts I remember ever giving Lexi, I wrapped it with a boa inside instead of tissue paper. So, like, using creative things that are also the present as the wrappings is kind of cool. And you can, you know, I read, too, that you can use... I hadn't thought about this. A receiving blanket, if you're giving a baby's gift.
Use the blanket itself.
Use the blanket as the wrapping, and then you can tie a bow. Or you can use, and then you can use diaper pins, too. Or you can use socks or something like that to decorate and make a little bow out of it.
Well, diaper pins, I need to plan a trip to the emergency room using those things.
Yeah, we used those for a while with Jack's diapers. But, you know, there's also so many creative things that you can do. But, you know, I'm pretty excited because coming up next, we're going to be talking with...
Matt Minster.
As you like to say, the most of what?
I don't know if I have a most thing for him. I better
mispronounced.
Figure out.
Mispronounced name in DIY Network.
Yeah, that's true. And we will be doing that. Matt, get ready. We're coming back at you after this break on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit StanleyTools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're talking about bathrooms today.
Yeah, this is a family restroom. All of us can go in here.
It is a family restroom, and we even have a changing table in here too. Located on the wall.
Figuratively speaking.
Yes, it's very true.
Well, our guest has remodeled probably more bathrooms than just about anybody.
He spends more time in the bathroom than... Now, we're going to be talking to Matt Minster, who is on Bath Crashers on the DIY Network, and he actually is trained in interior design. Did you know that?
Yeah, and I have a question related to that, because it's clear.
Well, and he started out designing restaurants and casinos, I read. I wonder if he's at one right now.
I don't know. Matt, are you there?
I am here. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, welcome to my Fix It Up Life. Where are we talking to you from today?
I am at my home in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Ooh.
Right on. Minneapolis is a cool place.
It's an icy place. It's beyond cool. I think 22 inches of snow last weekend. It's well coated right now.
Oh, wow. It is a winter wonderland then.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder how I got out of my driveway some mornings.
Snowblower, snowplow, or elbow grease?
Elbow grease, more so. I've got the world's smallest snowblower. It really doesn't dent what happened to us. So,
wow.
I'm in traction right now. My back's a little tied up.
Really? Because I was going to ask you to come crash our house, and you're saying you probably can't come here to our house to crash.
I would love to, but it violates the rules of the crash. That's legit. I have to find you. I have to ambush you. That's how this happens.
That's fine. Just tell us where you're going to be next, and we'll show up there. It doesn't matter if it's Hawaii. Then we'll fly back to our house, and then you can crash us there.
I've been trying to get Hawaii on the ambush list ever since I started this series. Believe me, if it happens, I'll be telling everyone.
Now, can you tell where you're going to be crashing next? Is there something like on Twitter or something that we can follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm not supposed to give out the location, but my arm can be twisted in any number of ways.
I have mailed you $22.
And I am accumulating it. You're almost there.
Yeah, I didn't mail it all in the same package. I wonder when it's going to crack.
It's a little creepy, but yeah, I got it. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and his little drawings here that he's sending you.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting a wall.
So you really just spring yourselves, as it were, on the community that you're filming in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The ambush is for real.
Wow.
Really?
So where was the last one that you can tell us? What geographic area?
It was in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I do half of my shows here, and then I do half of my shows elsewhere, whether it be California. We're going to start taking the show on the road soon, so I'm anxious to hear about those locations. But we try to spread it around.
Right on.
So when you're in Philadelphia and you are crashing, or you're trying to find a candidate at the local home improvement center, just give us a call. We'll come out, and then you can come back to our house.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's all set up.
Or we'll just do our show from your crash site.
That would be actually really fun. We could crash the crash.
Don't hesitate for us to invite us into
your
world.
That's like a double crash.
Absolutely. Invite yourselves over.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. We'll be there for dinner.
Perfect.
Well, and I know too. I do follow you on Twitter, and I do know that right now DIY Network is trying to get people to vote for the 10 best crashes of the year.
Yes.
And the last time I checked it out, you were in the lead. Your show was in the lead.
I'm kind of crushing right now.
You're crushing the crashes.
Yeah, I'm in spots 1, 2, and 3 of the top 10, and I've only got 3 episodes in there, so I'm putting my kind of internet followers, my minions, to work on this, and they are stepping up.
I like to say I'm one of the minions, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's good to talk to a minion.
You know, sometimes they let me talk. I don't know.
No, it's very, very cool.
Well,
and Josh and Ahmed and I, the other two crashers of House and Yard, you know, we're good friends, but of course there's a rivalry, you know? And it's fun. We've got the 3 best jobs out there right now.
Well, it does look really fun, and we watch your show, Bath Crashers, on DIY Network, and it is fun to watch you walk around trying to get whoever it is you're going to go back to their house and remodel their bathroom. And, like, do you seriously not have any time at all to, like, figure out what, you know, like, what it looks like? You just, like, show up, look around, and then come back the next day and totally just, like, get to work?
I will say the turnaround is quick. The turnaround is very quick.
Okay.
But that's kind of the point. And that's what's kind of fun for me, too, and having, you know, I do have my degree in interior design, and I am a licensed contractor, and it's kind of fun just to kind of flex both of those abilities simultaneously. And the other part of the crash is, you know, normally in my past as an interior designer, I would sit down with a client, and we would painstakingly go over every detail and get their approval and a sign-off. And this is like, you know what? You're getting crashed. That's what this is. You're getting this. I'm listening to what you want, but it's going to show up on your front porch. And I promise you, you'll love it.
So do you have stuff, like, in a truck somewhere that you've already, like, said, you know, really cool if we could use X, Y, or Z?
Yeah. I mean, we have vendors that love working with us and us them. So it's kind of, you know, just this wonderful – I'm not only working with homeowners, I'm working with people in the industry, manufacturers. I get to see the latest, greatest. It's kind of – it's really fun, like, network to get plugged into.
Totally cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like you guys. You're out there trusting up in the latest, greatest things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's showing up on my door, and it's fun.
Now, do they send you a toilet?
Sure.
Here's a shower.
You know, we try to – I don't know. It's so important to me that good design is involved with every single one of these. And I think that's – I'm hoping that's what people are tuning in for. I mean, there's definitely – the crash itself is entertaining, it's almost like we're documenting this. The show is actually just really a documentary,
right,
of what's going on over these 3 days. But yeah, I'm trying to hit with the latest greatest. I don't want these bathrooms to look dated by the time they air. I'm trying to keep cutting edge stuff coming and coming and coming. Nice. I want people to know what's out there.
Now, here's a question for you. As far as being piped into the builder network or the manufacturer network,
yeah.
Do you attend IBS?
The International Builder Show, not Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Let's talk about the first one.
Either one. Either one. Whatever you want to roll with, that's cool with us.
I try to. My schedule has been insane this last year. I shoot Bath Crashers, and I was also shooting another show in DIY called Bathtastic.
Mm-hmm.
So over the last calendar year, I actually did 53 episodes, which is over a bath a week.
53 bathrooms?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you're just confused about where you are? What am I doing right now?
A little bit. You're going. It's kind of hectic, but in a good way. It's you get kind of lost in the chaos, but that's kind of the magical part. You get to kind of orchestrate your way through it.
53 bathrooms. I kind of like that. We have two bathroom projects at our house coming up this year, so
mm-hmm.
that would be like just a piece of cake for you.
Yeah, I can have that done by the end of the year. A piece of cake.
There are full-time, everyday, professional remodeling contractors who don't do 53 bathrooms in a lifetime.
I would hope not. It's hectic. I think it would drive us to a certain degree people nuts.
Yeah. Oh, bathrooms are tough.
They are, and that's why we seem to always be. When you see that tension on camera, it's real. Mm-hmm. We are up against it. I mean, you're sweating pipe, and a lot of times we're moving plumbing, and if we're on slab, we're jackhammering. Concrete only cures so fast.
Right.
Tile's got to set up before you grout it. It's tight. We're there until well into the wee hours of the morning at times.
Oh, I bet. It shows, too. And I mean that in a good way. It shows in terms of hustle. And you look like
under our eyes.
You look like crap. But.
Exactly. I'm fully aware. Makeup and lighting can only do so much.
Oh, that's why the Mark is very well lit with a lot of makeup on right now.
They could shoot a laser beam at my face and it wouldn't work.
For a radio show.
Yeah, Mark doesn't we were on a radio show and he's already made up. He looks kind of hot, you know.
I'm wearing a bag over my head.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you.
Shoot.
Is it your hand doing the sketch or the drawing at the beginning of the show?
My hand.
I love it, man.
I do. He's trained in interior design.
As I'm telling you.
He's got to draw.
It's a skill that's come in handy. And you know what? It was a skill that I didn't use for years. When I was working as a professional designer, it was AutoCAD or some sort of drafting program always.
CAD Monkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. I kind of forgot about drawing in three dimensions and how that helps you design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do look at a floor plan, you look at an elevation, you're looking at really flat elements. And once I got back to sketching like I do for the shows, you're really starting to think through the space as a whole. And I think that just contributes to really good design.
Wow.
I think it really does. And it was kind of an awakening for me.
Very organic. And I'm not, you know, paying you short shrift. It seems like it makes you physically part of what you're doing.
Exactly.
Well,
I
try to tell Mark this all the time, that I always want to draw everything that we're building, and he wants to build like full scale, you know, models of everything that we build before we build. And
sure.
We go back and forth a lot, but you know, drawing it and seeing it is really important.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's helpful in a number of ways. I mean, it's helpful just as a communication tool. A lot of the public, a lot of the population out there just can't see a floor plan in three dimensions when they look at it.
No.
When you can do a sketch in perspective like that, it really, really cuts through a lot of explanation. And that's huge, because time's of the essence.
So, Matt.
Time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence, and we're out of it.
Oh, no. That was quick.
We totally want to see you again, have you come back on the show. But right now, we're up against a break. So, we're going to say, we will say thank you, and see you next on my Fix It Up Live.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation.
Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And it is perfect day, darling.
You say that every time.
I just love it when Tim says it's a perfect day.
You know what? Every time that song plays, I want to hear the rest of it.
Well, it was an imperfect day the other day when I went out with my girlfriends, Jen, Allison, and Nicole, and Stephanie, and we went to go listen to Tim play, and he wasn't there. You know where he was?
I don't care where Tim was. I don't know where Tim was.
He was in New York. He wasn't at his regular weekly gig that we girls try to go check him out.
Hey, hopefully he's rocking some cool gig, some deal.
I hope he is rocking some cool thing. Or maybe he's on vacation. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
But he did tell me he was in New York, and he was very sorry that he missed us, too. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, that's terrific.
Well, you know, we're talking about bathrooms, and I'm excited about something that's sort of related to bathrooms. But
you just have to go along
the journey with me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here is a peek into Mrs. Clement's mind.
Mm.
Step through the looking glass.
All right. So our son Jack is in diapers, so he doesn't technically use the toilet portion of the bathroom. So we'll go to diapers. I just signed up for this Amazon Mom program where you get 30% off diapers on Amazon. 30%.
That's a lot of cash.
And there's all kinds of savings, too, on all, like, everything you want, like wipes and strollers and car seats and everything. And it's free to sign up. And it doesn't have to be just a mom. Dads can sign up. Any kind of caregiver can sign up for it.
Then why isn't it called Amazon Caregiver?
I don't think it's as catchy. And they've got this little pacifier as the O in the mom.
Sure.
And I don't think that caregiver would really lend itself to having that little pacifier there. So.
Right on. If anybody says binky in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to get upset.
Well, and you also get a free 2-day shipping, too.
Hey, that's cool. That's a lot of cash.
Amazon Prime benefits. Yeah, I'm Amazon mom.
I'm an Amazon primordial.
What? You don't even know what's going on.
No, I don't. I'm looking at you and nodding and pretending I understand.
Well, Mark,
how do you think I get through most of my day?
Mark was outside in the cold a lot this week, so I think his brain might have froze up a little bit. He was finishing up the details of our
pergola.
Pergola.
It was rocking. I had a good time, but it was 20 degrees, and I may have frozen something.
A few things?
Yeah. Gummed up the works, as it were.
Yeah, but, you know, it is gorgeous, though.
You know, I have to say, we worked on it together, and I'm very proud of the way it's come together.
And the pergola is kind of a combination of a pergola, an arbor,
right,
gate, and pagoda.
Incorrectly described as a pagoda. It's more of a garden.
Incorrectly described as a pagoda as what?
Well, it's a garden entrance that people say, oh, look at that pagoda.
Well, yeah, pagoda is actually a building.
Yes.
Yes. Usually a religious building.
That is big.
Usually related to Japan. Yeah.
But a garden entrance, and the great equalizer Google sort of put me on to this, is more just, you know, vertical timbers with two horizontal timbers at the top. You've seen pictures.
I have seen pictures. I know. You showed them to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've combined all those elements in a gate entrance for our side yard, which defies doing anything with but looking like a pile of stuff we can't fit in the house.
Yeah, we've got our sheet metal break and trash cans and all kinds of gorgeous equipment out there. But now they're housed in a beautiful Western red cedar.
Yes.
Pergola.
Yeah, we made it all out of rough sawn Western red cedar. It's sweet.
Burnt some of those cutoffs, too.
Oh, it's turned into mountains of kindling.
Our neighbors every winter just love the smell of our house.
It is good. We heat it with wood, and we love that. It's very green and keeps the house warm.
And it makes it smell so yummy, too.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's important to entering a bathroom.
To entering a bathroom. Okay.
The threshold.
Threshold.
Yes, the threshold. And that's one of your pet peeves of remodeling projects is you have to think through the threshold. Whenever you're doing a flooring project or ever, you know, you're changing anything up in a room, you have to remember that the threshold is going to be affected.
Yes, and especially bathrooms. Bathroom-specific threshold details. Because people want, you know, zero clearance showers, they want a new tile, they want all these different things. Well, those add thickness to the floor, and before you know
Radiant
heat flooring.
That's one of the biggies.
Yeah. When you put those electric mats under tiles, you're adding upwards of 3/4 of an inch. So you got to think through that. Otherwise, you're climbing up like a 4-inch stair to get into your bathroom.
Now, Mark might be exaggerating a little bit But it is true that 3/4 of an inch plus another 1/4 of an inch plus.
And then it adds up.
Yeah, and then it's hard to use your door.
Right.
To enter.
You have to trim the door. So really what you want to do.
And then you have molding issues too.
Oh, you got all kinds of stuff. So really what you want to do is think about that. And all these remodeling show demonstrations that I give on bathrooms, I spend an inordinate amount of time talking about the threshold. Because it's the trim details that matter. And people notice that. They notice if they trip going into the bathroom before.
You think?
They notice that
they
it's
They might
awesome.
Notice that they tripped?
Ask Matt, who was
We'll get Matt
awesome.
Minster back on the phone.
I want to know what Matt thinks about thresholds. But he was awesome, by the way.
I would like to spend some more quality time with him. He's a charming man. He's handsome, too. And he knows a lot about bathroom remodeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And without a doubt. And he's was exciting to talk to and seems like it'd be a good time.
Yeah, I think so. I think I seriously want him to crash our bathrooms because we are putting in a powder room on our first floor, one of our New Year's resolutions.
What? Our bathroom crash would be, four bathrooms at the same time.
Four?
Yeah, I thought through this the other day.
No.
Thinking through with Lexi, because all the plumbing's in a stack, it's crazy not to do all of them.
Four.
Basement bathroom, powder room, new bathroom, delete the old bathroom. It all happens.
Well, yeah,
next.
We're only doing three bathrooms, but
three new ones. We have to delete the old one.
Well, we're going to leave the plumbing in the floor for Lexi when we change Lexi's room because we're not doing Lexi's room yet. We just can't get to that.
there you have it.
Yeah, we realized, because our 9-year-old's room is also the pass-through to the attic, which attic was not a useful space.
When we converted it.
But now that she's 9 and a half and she needs some privacy and we walk through there to go into our office, it doesn't really work out so well. We live in an old house. You know, you make do with what you got. And so we decided that we're going to flip her room with the bathroom so that she has some privacy. And
right.
Don't worry, we're not going to be walking through the bathroom to get to our office.
No, we're going
to not going to make the bathroom Mark's office either.
We have to turn a stairway and add a hallway is the punchline. Why don't you come over and look? We'll
I
show
think
you.
We're going to have Andy Angle over because he wrote the book for Taunton about building stairs. And then we'll have Matt Minster come over, too, and help us with the bathroom remodel. And then we'll have the My Fix It Up Life plumber come in.
Right on. Yeah, right here in the area, Henderson Plumbing.
Yes, we love it.
I have a quick question for you guys.
You want to remodel our bathroom?
I have never. Well, I've never seen your house. Okay, I've seen like outside pictures.
There's a reason for that.
I'm creepy. I know you don't want me over. I know that's the reason. No, but when you guys talk about it, you make it seem like your house is so huge. How big is your house?
Oh, it's only 10,000 square feet.
Because it's like, you know, you just drop words like, oh, we're gonna flip around the staircase and add a hallway, and then. We have to move the elevator that we have, and that, you know, it makes it seem like it's huge.
Well,
no, it's really not that huge. It's an American four square. So the first floor of the house, when you enter it, there's a front porch and there's a back porch. And the first floor has four spaces in it.
We're like 2,500 square feet.
Yeah. And then the
family home.
Then the second floor has four rooms. And then there's an attic and a basement. It's not that big.
No.
Not that many rooms.
But when you come over, use the servant's entrance and servant's stairs, please.
Well, we used to have a bathroom in the...
mud room.
But we thought it was going to literally crash through the floor.
There's a bathroom crash
for you.
You
could put your finger through the floor. The water was just like, it was just so wet in there. It was just... scariest little place to be. That's gone, so thank God.
So email us your home improvement questions or your home improvement triumphs to info@myfixitup.life.com.
And check out the free stuff that we have up for grabs right now, that really cool 3-tool prize pack at Free Stuff.
The Dremel 3-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out online at myfixituplife.com.
Yep, follow us on Twitter, MyFixItUpLife, and on Facebook, which is coincidentally called...
My Fix It Up Life.
You're kind of getting a theme here going, Mark.
There's a whole theme that happens, which we will carry on next week.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.